down. Rodgers gets the snap. Blitz on. They pick it up. He throws the right side of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown! A great throw and a tumbling catch in the right corner of the end zone by Randall Cobb.
Welcome back. Joining us now, fresh off a 2-touchdown performance against the Chicago Bears, Randall Cobb. Yeah! Randall, what a difference a week makes. Huge win for the Green Bay Packers, huh?
Yeah, it was. That was huge, you know, especially in our division. We want to stay right there in the hunt. We don't want to fall too far behind. So getting a win this week was very big for us.
Let's talk about some fun stuff, shall we?
Yeah.
Like your touchdown catches. The first one I noticed, you're split out. And the fellow across from you is their nickel guy, Isaiah Fry. And they didn't do it a ton, but he's up in press man coverage. And at that point, are you thinking, you don't have a prayer, Isaiah? What were you thinking then?
Well, I was just thinking just create some separation and give Aaron somewhere to go with the ball. So I was able to beat him, and Aaron was able to throw a great ball, and I was able to make the catch.
Do you enjoy those situations where you can tell, hey, it's man?
Yeah. Those are the situations where you're like, okay, I got to beat my guy right here. This is a great chance for me to get a target, so get an opportunity.
Let's talk about your second touchdown. This time it's our old friend Chris Conte lined up across from you. And you give him a little fake to the inside, or a big fake to the inside, and you fake him out of his you-know-what. And you're dancing alone in the end zone. That was pretty neat stuff.
Yeah, it was nice. You know, we actually had another play called, and we saw the matchup, and Aaron was able to check the play, and it was wide open, like taking candy from a baby. Mm.
When you're changing plays like that, and all those hands, is it all hand signals, or is there some audible stuff going on too?
For the most part, it's some hand signals, some verbal communication whenever we have those opportunities.
You know, Mike, last week after the Lion game, don't want to bring it up, but after the Lion game, because, well, I'm doing it for a reason, because you don't see this very often. It was like Randall called himself out, and he was getting on himself. And guys that look at solving problems looking in the mirror first, you got to like coaching those type of guys.
No doubt about it. Randall he's extremely competitive, has a ton of pride. I'm not really ever worried about him as far as self-evaluation. So, yeah, it's excellent, great to see.
Now, Randall, nobody will bring this up except me, but I think you guys got the best wide receiver blocking core in the league. You guys work at
hands
it.
Down.
You guys get after
hands
it.
Down.
Okay, right after the Davante Adams non-touchdown, okay, you guys ran a screen to Jordy. He happened to slip on that play, but you can tell you're serious business about this block. You hunt the guy down in the open field, sustain the whole shot. Jordy doesn't slip, who knows what happens. But you guys take that end of the game seriously.
Well, that's what happens when you have an ex-running back as your receiver coach. You know, he really focuses in on our run blocking, and we really take pride in that.
All right, let's go out to Lance in the audience.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. First up, we have Colin. Big man, ask the question of Randall.
What's your favorite part about football?
My favorite part about football, probably the fans. The excitement, how much the game really means to them, and just how many memories we can all create together as players and fans.
All right, great question. Sean, you have a question for Randall as well.
Hi, Randall. Great game yesterday.
Thank you.
My question is, who was your favorite football player or players growing up? Was there someone that really inspired you to love the game?
Hines Ward was one of my favorite players. A lot of people probably wouldn't say that, but Hines Ward I looked at as a former quarterback in college. He played receiver in the NFL, and he was able to play a lot of years, and he was able to win some Super Bowls. So he was one of my favorite players.
And Jack has a question for Randall as well.
Do you still watch Kentucky and support them?
I do. I still watch and support them. I'll always be a Wildcat, and I'm actually hopefully going to head back to the game this weekend against South Carolina.
All right, SEC pride showing right there. Next up, Larry and Randall on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.